knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Would you turn to John chapter 17? I want to read verses 1 through 5. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You may be seated. I'm going to try to maintain my composure. I want to talk about a labor of love. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Oh,
there is a labor of love. Among the great disciplines that characterize the life of our Lord Jesus was his perpetual determination to practice genuine love toward those who crossed his pathway. If we would be true followers of Jesus Christ, we must see life as an opportunity to love. And we must see people as those to whom we have the opportunity of demonstrating genuine Christian love. Today, as we sit as a body of believers, we are poised before our Lord's table, because today is our communion. And these elements of which we will partake, I'm talking about the wine and the bread, speak both simply and eloquently of the mission and purpose of our Lord on the earth. One of the many facets of Jesus' life and ministry had to do with his own concept of his ministry in regards to the will of his heavenly Father. You see, when Jesus spoke the words that are recorded in this 17th chapter, praise God, he had come to a very lonely moment in his life. Oh yeah, Peter, James, and John, the so-called inner circle of his disciples. They had gone asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. They could not stay awake to watch and to pray with him. But guess what? His heavenly Father was near. And in this great high priestly prayer, Jesus poured out his heart to his heavenly Father. You see, one statement in his prayer stands out to us, and that's verse 4. Perhaps I need to read it again. It says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. My brothers and my sisters, if Jesus had not accomplished what he implies in this verse, oh Lord, hallelujah, somebody ought to be ready to shout, all else would be lost. You see, he labored in love for you and for me. So as we look at our text, there are three things I want us to see as we look at this labor of love. Very first thing, praise God. How many of y'all was on the Sunday school lesson this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. First of all, Jesus glorified the Father by his teachings and by his miracles. You see, the word glorify simply means to worship and to give glory to give the high praise. God is glorified before man when man can come to know, first of all, what God is like and who he really is. This was the first part of Jesus' mission upon the earth. You see, when Jesus came, he represented everything about God. So much so that the Apostle Paul, as he was writing to the church at Colossae, he penned these words at Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. He says, "For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." You see, when Paul is saying, what Paul is saying is that God dwells in a perfect, sinless human body. I'm talking about a body with human emotions, a body with human understanding, a body that had human interactions. In other words, Jesus showed man God. And thus God was glorified in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. It was Jesus' teaching that brought to man, I'm talking about to you and I, brought us maturity, it brought us fulfillment, and it brought us perfection. I'm talking about the word of his law. You see, we have to say this because there were some that thought when Jesus came on board that he come to do away with the law and the prophets. So he had to remind them in that Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, verse 15, Matthew says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets." He said, "I am not come to destroy, but guess what? I come to fulfill." And praise God, there is something about his teaching. You see, we have not matured spiritually until we adhere to his teaching. Amen. Let me let that sink in for a second there. I want me to say it again? Let me say it again. Praise God. We will not mature spiritually until we adhere to his teaching. Amen. Not only that, our lives will not be fulfilled until we adhere to his teaching. One other thing, we cannot fully understand or comprehend the law, praise God, until we adhere to his teaching. Yeah. Amen. You see, in Jesus' so-called Sermon on the Mount, he laid down with unmistakable clarity how his people are to live. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all know. Y'all know the Sermon on the Mount. It takes it from Matthew chapter 5 all the way through Matthew chapter 7. So I'm talking about from the Beatitudes, praise God, all the way through where you find the text about those two builders who built their houses. One built this house on a rock foundation, and another one built his house upon the sand. And Jesus set forth the most spiritual obstacle course imaginable for man. Uh-huh. Amen. Why do I say that? Because if the fact is told, none of us can live the Sermon on the Mount, praise God, unless the Spirit of Christ indwells on the inside of us. I believe I said 2 weeks ago, amen, regardless of what your persuasion might be, whether or not you're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, you name it, you need the Holy Spirit in your life. Praise God, because without the Holy Spirit in your life, can I remind you today, praise God, you are vulnerable to do just about anything. Amen. So we have to have that Spirit dwelling in our lives. Amen. And if you are a true believer in our Lord,